Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. A bit of controversy surrounding the City of Eureka's effort to award marketing dollars to a firm. While the process has been poorly handled from the very beginning, the decision on the table right now is whether to give the marketing money to the local Humboldt Maid Group or send the funding to a very capable organization in Virginia, one Eddie Alexander. Humboldt Maid is a very special local group. They work really hard marketing local businesses, and they have the ability to bring crowds to local events. Local references for Humboldt Maid, they're easy to find, as it's easy to love the hometown contender. The other organization that is applying for these Eureka marketing dollars is Eddie Alexander. Local officials close to the decision process have remarked, perhaps somewhat grudgingly, that Eddie Alexander is a well-polished group that has plenty of references that showcase success stories. That is to say, Eddie Alexander has proven evidence that they can market a small, quirky city like Eureka to the international community. What is the goal of the marketing dollars? There is even debate about that. Should we market to people in the Bay Area or the international market? I believe we should expand our attention-getting efforts as far as possible. If you agree with me on that, then Eddie Alexander should be the firm you support. If you believe that our marketing strategy should be to appeal to the Bay Area, then you really could go either way on this. Marketing is crucial to bringing in new customers, but content is king. I have been in business for 10 years now in Old Town Eureka, and I have seen countless examples of what happens when visiting worldly tourists get a look at the crime, drugs, and bums that are so rampant in our area. If we can't get a handle on cleaning up our neighborhoods, bringing more opportunities for employment, and fixing all of our potholes, then even the best marketing effort is going to go to waste. Speaking of international news, my industry has been impacted by the new increased tariffs from China, and the effects have not been that severe. Chinese audio has increased by 25%, for example. As far as the music industry is concerned, I think that all the manufacturers who move their production facilities to Vietnam and Indonesia, well, they're very happy they made those moves. Trump is very wise to insist that countries treat us right on trade. While the current tariffs make my life a little more complicated, I'm glad that we are negotiating from a position of strength. Countries around the world are jumping in to gladly accept the workload that China is losing. Here's the important takeaway. China has a lot more to lose from its trade war than the United States, as long as we keep our resolve to play this out.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.